Hello, it's Matt, and this is a Proud Podcast. What are three elements of a fulfilling career? I was introduced to this idea by a colleague, Dr. Andy Bass, and he attributed it to Alan Wise. If you can imagine in your mind's eye, three lines that cross over in the middle. Like most of what I share, it is relatively simple and on the face of it, rather obvious. However, as I used to say in my school sessions and in other podcasts, there is an old saying, the only problem with common sense is that it isn't very common. The ideal position for a fulfilling career is to be in the middle where all three elements connect in equal measure. So what are the three elements? They're skills, enthusiasm, and need. So let's briefly explore each of those three areas. Skills. Obviously, I'm a big advocate of relevant transferable skills, which is why I'm encouraging everyone to develop their proud skills. This element includes both technical skills that are specific to what you deliver and the transferable skills of becoming more attractive and valuable to the marketplace. Enthusiasm. Having enthusiasm for what you provide and how you offer value to your marketplace is crucial to the likelihood of success in your venture. Having a passion is vital to keep going when many of the people you thought were your friends start to question why you are doing what you are doing. Without a level of enthusiasm, people won't be interested in buying from you. Without enthusiasm, you won't be able to keep going. Need. How much of a need is there in the marketplace for what you want to do? Whether it is a product or service, will the marketplace pay for what you want to provide? How do we know if they would pay? Sometimes we may provide something for free to test the market. However, this is only a partial test. There is a big difference between someone liking what you do because they have been your free guinea pig and someone parting with their hard-earned cash. Organisations can spend a fortune on market research asking what people would do, but as we have consistently seen in election poll predictions, there is a big difference between what people say they will do and their actual behaviour. If someone pays money for your product or service, then it is very likely that you can find others that will also buy. So, if a salesperson has a letter of intent from someone, then that's a good sign, but less commitment to buy. If a market researcher asks someone whether they would buy, then that is a lot less commitment. If you do a poll on social media to ask if your followers would buy, then that is even less commitment because you don't even get to see them face to face to observe their congruity. I heard this interesting story about an electronics company that had made a piece of electrical equipment that they thought was really fantastic. So they sat down with people, asked them if they would buy the product. I think it was for either £20 or $20. And most people in the room, I think pretty much everybody said, oh yeah, if it was 20, I would definitely buy it. So the market researchers said, well, thank you very much for your time. And at the end, and this was the key bit, they offered either £20 for their time or the new electronic device. And every single person in the room took the £20, therefore suggesting to the market researcher that actually they wouldn't buy the product because they've just had it for the opportunity of £20 and they took the cash instead. So going back to three elements of a fulfilling career, so you need skill, enthusiasm, and need. So what happens if we don't have all three elements to a fulfilling career? Without all three elements, we run into difficulties, as you'll hear from these examples. If you just have skill and need, then that equals a job. So something like 80-odd% of people generally in polls don't like their jobs. They may be skilled at it, and the company they work for has found a marketplace. But without enthusiasm, then life's ticking by until the inevitable sands of time catch up with us. So what happens if we just have enthusiasm and skill? I heard a story that a guy had spent a significant sum of money on a castle in a remote part of Scotland. He was very enthusiastic and had the skills to create the retreat that he'd already dreamed of. So he'd got skills and he'd got enthusiasm. However, it wasn't financially viable as he hadn't checked whether people would be prepared to travel to go there. He hadn't established a market need, so he hadn't got his need. So what happens if you have enthusiasm and need, but no skill? So enthusiasm and need leads to this. A colleague told me that they had the need to have a new shower installed. They hired a tradesman to do it who was very enthusiastic. However, according to my colleague, he was incompetent and didn't have the required skill level to complete the job to a satisfactory standard. So it ended with one disgruntled customer with a botched bathroom. So enthusiasm from the tradesperson, a need of the customer, but no skills in the tradesperson. In conclusion, it's a simple idea, but perhaps not so easy to ensure we have all three elements aligned. Skills, enthusiasm, need. So you may want to consider these three questions. What can we do to develop our skill level? How can we become more enthusiastic about the work we provide? Perhaps go back and explore your why for what you do. So skill, enthusiasm, and finally need. How can we more accurately test the marketplace to determine that there are buyers for our product or service? Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode with me, Matthew Broomhead. If you have enjoyed this episode, then feel free to pass this on to those that you care about by sharing it on whatever platform you're using to listen to this. You can find out more about me and read some of my blog at www.matthewbroomhead.co.uk. I wish you all the success you're prepared to work for, and I'll see you on the next podcast. Take care and stay safe.